This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda.
Today we're going to have another controversial topic if you're working through Dave's baby steps.
Well, only if you're on baby step two is what he likes to say.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
If you're working on baby step two, he doesn't want to see you in a restaurant unless you're working there.
Yeah. So you better have all those credit cards paid off that we just talked about.
Right. Now, if you are beyond baby step two, this section's for you.
This section's for you. So here's a funny story. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is an adult audience, right?
Yes.
So this idea for this topic came to me because we were driving the other day and drove past an adult establishment that had a sign out front that said, like, half price buffets during the daytime, you know? So my husband looked at me and said, Savvy Savings.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
I was saying that I'm not sure if I can go in there and eat a buffet.
No, I know. But I guess it would be, he's not wrong. It is a savvy it saving. Is a
yeah. So are you giving him a pass?
He can have a pass. He knows that.
Okay.
All right. Look, so here's some ideas. If you want to go out and have a night out, or I guess an afternoon, a lunch.
buffet at the strip club.
Look at the restaurant's website for deals, coupons, savings, specials. Some of them even, if you sign up for like their membership, like Red Robin, if you sign up for their little Red Robin Club, they'll give you like a free burger now and then, you know. Mm-hmm. Read the menu before you head out so that you know what it will cost. And also then when you think about that, don't forget to add in what are an estimate of the tax and tip. That's often something that kind of doesn't get calculated in until the check arrives. Speaking of special savings, there's a number of weekday savings. Like Applebee's, I know, has Burger Mondays, so you can get a burger and fries and a drink for like $6.99 a person.
Nice.
I mean, that's practically fast food. And you get a sit-down meal.
Yeah.
And then after 10 o'clock, they have, at 10 p.m., they have half-price appetizers.
Oh, that's after my bedtime.
Yeah, me too. I've never taken advantage of that.
I get up early, just like you do.
Yeah, plus I generally do intermittent fasting. I don't eat after 7 p.m.
And you're on a keto diet, so.
Yeah, I know. Keto between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Tijuana Flats, one of my favorite restaurants that I'm definitely missing on keto, is Taco Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
You get a two for tacos on Taco Tuesday for like $6, the whole meal deal.
Whoa.
A lot of places have kids eat free nights. Usually they're like Monday through Thursday or Sunday through Thursday, the lower traffic nights. Mm-hmm. But check. You never know.
Yep.
Speaking of Costco, Craig.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever taken advantage of this, but I was in there a week ago and saw that they have gift cards for restaurants. So you can pay $80 to get $100 worth of gift cards. So that's an automatic $20 savings for a lot of really popular restaurants. That's a quick hack. You know, buy the gift card for $80, gets you $100. One, if you want, you can give them away as gifts and you've already saved 20%, which is a pretty fair savings.
Heck yeah.
Or you can use it for yourself and then think about it. It's basically covered your tip then.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. That's a great one. Appetizer specials are often included in happy hours. You might have to dine at the bar instead of the restaurant. So like when I was living in Miami, I would often meet up with some friends at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, which is really expensive place. You don't want to have a meal there because it's like $200 for two people to eat there. But if you go to the bar at happy hour, I was able to get a burger and fries for, again, less than $10.
Wow.
And that's meal. So think, you know, be creative, think outside the box on what time you eat and where you eat in the restaurant, and it could be huge savings. Mm-hmm. I've done this before, order off the kids menu, and that's, you know, not just for savings, but portions. These yes. portions nowadays are out of control. Speaking of portions, you could also split a meal. My husband and I often split a meal. I shouldn't say often, but I do that a lot with friends. Yeah, when I can convince them, we'll split them, because usually what comes down in front of you, you can't finish without getting yourself sick anyway.
Yeah.
Beverages are a huge cost on the bill. Even if you're getting free refills on sodas, if everyone at your table adds an extra like $2.85 or $3 to the bill for their fountain drink, you know, that can easily be $12 to $15. So just getting water with a lemon for zest or plain is a big saver. Mm-hmm. We talked about lunch instead of dinner. A lot of places have specific lunch menus versus dinner menus. And a lot of times the food is the same. Maybe the portions are slightly different, but the cost is usually significantly different. Another thing to think about is maybe look at the fast casual. And those would be like Tijuana Flats, where you go in and you order and then you sit down yourself, or like Chick-fil-A or...
Chipotle and all those.
Chipotle. Yep. There's a lot of options there that are, you know, pseudo sit down. And then you save yourself that 20% tip.
You know what's very annoying, though? A lot of these places that are fast casual, they'll hand you the slip to sign the credit card thing.
Yeah.
And the tip thing is still on there. I'm like,
yeah,
you guys sit behind the counter. It's like, why do I have to do a tip? Coffee places do that, too.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the tip jar next to the register as well.
No. Is that wrong?
I don't know why.
To me, they didn't do anything different. It's not like they serve me at the table. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that. But I have given tips. I just find it annoying. I feel obligated. Like you say, I mean, thanks for the obligation.
Thanks for the obligation. I mean, the other way you can get away from the tip is if you order pickup. So like if you wanted to take advantage of some of the special night deals that maybe, I don't know if Applebee's does it if you pick it up, but you could order for pickup, and almost all restaurants nowadays have the car side to go, where you just pull up and they'll bring it right out to you.
Yeah.
But then I don't feel like you tip for that, or it's a smaller tip if anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just torn on that.
It's like pizza pickup versus pizza delivery, right? Do you tip when you pick it up yourself? I don't.
Right. I don't. I will actually drive to Domino's to pick up my pizza to save, because it's a pretty good savings.
Yeah.
It's only 2 miles down the street, but it could be $6 to $7 or more.
Well, yeah, because then you get the delivery charge that doesn't go to the driver, plus you're tipping the driver. So it's a good extra fee for convenience. Yeah. I saw this meme the other day. It was someone standing looking out the window, and then it said, waiting for my $6 sandwich to be delivered by Uber for $45. And that's so true, because they add all these fees and, you know, service convenience charges that every time we've looked to get something delivered, I'm just like, let's just go pick it up, because it adds like $15.
I hate to say this, because I'm a big tech guy. I've never used any of those delivery services.
Yeah, they're expensive. Even when they say it's a free delivery charge, there's still like four other line items where they add fees and everything.
That's what I heard. And I don't even install it on my phone. Anyway.
So the other thing you can do is check for employee discounts near your office, especially if you work for a major employer in your area. I know that the company that my parents work for, they have negotiated discounts around Green Bay. Like you can go and say, hey, I work for, you know, X, and then you get that employee discount at a number of even chain restaurants, you know. And also that applies, like if you are a teacher, sometimes they have teacher discounts or military discounts or emergency responder discounts. You just have to ask. And if what's the worst that's going to happen? They'll say no.
Nope.
That happens. But they might say yes. And even if they don't have a discount policy, I've even gotten military discounts at places that don't have policies, because they're like, oh yeah, sure, we'll give you a discount.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to ask. The big one is like if you're eating out with a group, that one always gets awkward, right?
Yeah, I eat in groups a lot. But we just, everybody just gets a separate bill.
Because so that's the thing,
splitting it evenly can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah. So the important thing, though, is to kind of have an agreement ahead of time so it's not awkward when the check arrives, right? Yeah. So I think that that's perfectly fair. Like, you pay for you, and otherwise it's really uncomfortable if someone starts ordering a bunch of appetizers and desserts, and, you know, you don't want to have to have that conversation after the bill is all tallied up and you had, you know, water and a burger and everyone else had steak, you know.
When I used to travel and do teaching for FEMA, emergency disaster preparedness stuff, we would go out as instructors with some other people, and that's what would happen. People would start ordering a bunch of beer, stuff like that. I'm having like Diet Coke. And they're racking up the bill. I know I only spent $15 on my stuff. And then they say, all right, everybody $40 each. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens. So
exactly what happens.
Split it up. Yeah.
Split it up. Yeah, have an agreement beforehand. Otherwise, it's awkward at the end. Like, who's going to pick up the check, you know?
And then you're the jerk because you're like, no, I'm not paying $40. I didn't have any beer. Yeah. Alcohol is the big key on that one.
Alcohol.
Too.
Yeah. I didn't even mention that, but that's a good point. Alcohol
killer
will jack your bill up quick.
Yeah.
And the other things that will add to your bill really quickly are appetizers and desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a big add-on for restaurants. You can order an appetizer as your main meal, and sometimes that's a savings.
And you can split it.
And you can split it. Yeah.
Yeah. Two spoons.
Anything else to add besides, you know, half price buffets?
No, but one, going back to Costco again, they recently, I don't know if you've heard this, you now have to be a member to eat in the food court at Costco.
I did hear that.
Yes. And a lot of people got upset. I'm like, you know what? I have to stand in that stupid line to get my great hot dog because all these non-members are there at lunchtime.
Yeah. Those hot dogs are loss leaders. They actually lose money on them. And you know what? Every time I'm like, oh, I want a hot dog. And every single time, I'm disgusted. I am like, this is the worst hot dog I've ever had.
But you ate it.
I don't know why I keep buying it.
I don't care. It's awesome.
Terrible.
It's awesome.
IKEA hot dogs are better.
Whatever. It's free. I know they lose money on it, and they love it because it brings you in the store.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Only if you're a member now.
That's right. And I'm a member, daggone it. You scabs, don't get in my line anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other ideas, Craig, for dining out?
Oh, and because you're a T-Mobile customer, and you know what? They should be an advertiser on here. As much as we've mentioned T-Mobile, T-Mobile Tuesdays usually, typically has food on there with great coupon deals.
That's right.
A lot of them, either delivery services or they've had pizza in there, Domino's, Baskin Robbins, free ice cream cones every Tuesday. I love every T-Mobile Tuesdays.
Yeah. And they have like pick a free item at Taco Bell. I've seen that before.
And by the way, T-Mobile stock was up. It's been doing well.
Oh, speaking of, it says next Tuesday, there's going to be a $20 dining credit through Dining Advantage for T-Mobile customers.
Whoa. Yeah, their stock was up 2% today, and after hours, another 2%. T-Mobile USA merging with Sprint, buying out Sprint.
Great suggestion. Anything else? Any other ideas?
No, that's it. That was awesome. Thank you very much, Amanda.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts posted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Bank USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.